Attorneys for Wayne Keith Hennis argued the mixture creates the sensation of waterboarding, but the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals said they didn't prove that. The ruling reverses a decision from a federal magistrate earlier this year who had said the lethal injection method was cruel and unusual punishment. But Governor Mike DeWine said because of problems getting the execution drugs, he cannot see a method that works under state law. Hennis is set to die in May, but the next inmate on the schedule is Cleveland Jackson of Allen County on November 13th. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.